Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that this is the day the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Praise God. Well, I have been seeking the Lord. I said, Lord, what do we need to hear? What do we need to consider from the word of the Lord? And He gave me an answer, and I'm going to get rather personal with all of us. I'm going to talk about something that affects every single one of us, and perhaps is one of the more serious battles we face in the times in which we're living. And I'm talking about our personal thought life. Oh, now you might say, well, Sister Glass, I've heard a lot of messages on positive thinking. I'm not talking about positive thinking, about the mind of Christ. Praise God, that's wonderful. How successful have you been in achieving that goal of bringing every thought into captivity under the obedience of Christ? That is quite a challenge, is it not? And only with the Holy Spirit's help are we able to achieve victory in this area. And it's something we have to, a purpose, I believe, a focus we have to renew in our hearts every day, because the world and times in which we're living in, everything is constructed to bring distraction, confusion, negativity, ill report, anything that is smacks of the devil and of the world system. We are barraged. We are assaulted with it every day. And so it's also, of course, one of the most effective means the devil has to bring us into bondage, to get us defeated, to get us disheartened, oppressed. And beloved, we need the help of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, if anyone has walked in complete victory in this area, please write me a letter. Let me know what tips you can share, because beloved, I know that it has been a battle for me, and I think if everyone is honest as a Christian, it's one of the hardest, most difficult spiritual victories that we have to attain, because as I said, everything is designed to bring negativity and doubt and confusion. But before we start, let's just take a moment in prayer. Father, we thank you. Lord, we're dealing with it's a complex arena, and yet basically the things of the Lord can be amazingly simple. Sometimes, Lord, we make things more difficult than they need be. Lord, it's a simple matter of trust and obey, like that old song, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So Father, help us to do that. Lord, you know the enemy uses the battleground of our minds to bring or to open doors of insecurity or anger or fear or worry, doubt, whatever, confusion. And so Father, we're asking for a mighty outpouring and help of the Holy Spirit in our lives, those that are listening. Father, we pray that our hearts are open to receive, and not only just open to receive, Lord, we will readily testify and agree to the truth of what you're saying in your word, but Lord, we need the wherewithal to be able to walk in victory. Lord, Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. You know our weaknesses. You know the areas, Lord, the enemy loves to target. Lord, different perhaps in every one of our lives, but he knows our weak points. But Father, so does the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, we pray that the Spirit of God will lift a standard of righteousness and of truth against every opposition, every anything that would exalt itself above the knowledge of Jesus Christ and the worship of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we commit this time into your hands, and we pray, Lord, that you're going to do a work in our lives, a tangible work, not just a few moments of, yes, praise God, that's wonderful, but, Lord, let it bear blasting fruit. Cause us to focus, Lord, in our hearts. Let us determine with our will that which you have given us. Lord, people always find time. They always find a way. They always find a method and way to secure the things they want to do. So, Father, give us a want to do. All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't that true? I mean, however tired you might be, if there's something you think of or is presented to you that is something you really love or enjoy, all of a sudden you can be transformed. I mean, you still might be really tired, but it just changes everything mentally and emotionally. And also, let me say, beloved, if you haven't already noticed, the devil is no gentleman. He waits till you are down. He waits till you are exhausted mentally, psychologically, emotionally, physically. When you are at your weakest, that is when he delights to attack. And so he has no, you know, there's no rules of warfare with him. He will do every underhanded, mean, petty thing to just do everything he can to bring turmoil into our lives. But by the help and name of Jesus, we are going to avoid that. We are going to, with his help, learn how to be victorious. So, God's word declares, does it not, in him, in Jesus, we live and move and have our being. Beloved, scripture also says, the life we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God. But beloved, you might say, well, you know, I don't feel I have very much faith. And I know a lot of other people, they seem to get results and answers to their prayers. You know what? What did I just say? You live and move in him. You live your life by your faith. Well, of course, there's some practical truth to that, but by the faith of the Son of God. Do you know what? He's given you a measure of faith, as I have said from time to time. We have, don't say you don't have faith. You have faith because God's not unjust. If you didn't have the faith to deal with things that are in your life right now, he would be unjust. He'd be asking you to do something that you were not capable of. He will not allow us to be tested above what we're able. So, beloved, as I said, I'm really kind of simple-minded. I just think about it. Isn't that true? He wouldn't give you, because he's a God of love and mercy and justice. Just like you wouldn't ask a toddler to do something beyond its capabilities, so the Lord won't do that. I mean, he knows how to spiritually grow us. He's the best parent possible. And so, beloved, it's time for us to, you know, gird up our belts and let's quit us as men. Let us be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And what we're talking about is, these are dynamics, you know, science could bear that out, but basically, we are what we think. The things that go on in our mind so influence us. In fact, our whole physical body is governed by our mind. Our thoughts are the door which open to us a life of happiness, health, success, and satisfaction, or defeat and failure. That's the importance of the mind. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, that heart, that spirit man, is what's going on, the cognitive, logical, reasoning, thought processes of an individual are the mind. And beloved, it's God's will for you to be healthy, for you to be a whole person, psychologically, emotionally. And it's God's will for man to live victoriously, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Beloved, it's important we get that. What is heaven like? Obviously, there's nothing but eternal perfection and bliss. There's no sickness. There's no curse. There's no disease. There's no sin. There's no defeat. It is a place of, you know, what did David say? In thy presence is fullness of joy. How do you get anything better than fullness of joy? And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So it's important that we get this. Now, do any of us live in this state at all times? No. We are human. We fail. We fall. Even Paul said he despaired of life at one point in time. Obviously, I mean, everyone was tested. Jesus had to have been tested by fear. And we also agreed that he had no sin. But if he was tested in every point as we are, he had to deal with negative thoughts. He had to deal with the barrage of negativity the enemy would bring against his mind. He had to experience that, beloved. Jesus was human. He was very God, but he was man in all points as we are in his physical body. Now he's got a glorified body like we're going to have when he comes for us. But at that time when he was alive, he was totally human. There was nothing particular about him. In fact, he wasn't particularly good looking. You know, he was despised, rejected of men. He had no form or comeliness that we should desire him, Isaiah says. So, beloved, we must begin living in harmony with God's word. And it doesn't matter how long you've gone to church, how familiar you are with the Bible, unless you are living and experiencing it, you have not come to a place of real success and victorious living in Christ Jesus. When we begin to live in harmony with God's word, we enter into God's economy, whereby our lives are transformed, and we then begin to experience health. I'm not just talking physical health, I'm talking emotional health, spiritual health, psychological health, as well as prosperity. We all know it is God's will for you to prosper and be in health. What? Even as your soul prospers. So much of what I minister in these broadcasts is to get your soul to prosper. And I don't preach just to you. I'm preaching to myself. So we're in this together. So, beloved, we need to make a determination. And as you listen to these broadcasts, make a determination. Ask the Lord for his help, that you're going to make this a focus and a priority in your life, that as you end the day, think about the good things God has done for you, the answers to prayer. And sometimes they're very small. Sometimes God does stuff and we're so caught up with our lives, we don't even notice and thank him for it. So that's a little challenge I throw out to you, and it will only be a benefit to your spiritual walk. I'm doing the same. I love you, and I thank God for you. I thank for the privilege of being able to share God's word. We all have needs in our lives. There's a power in agreeing prayer. And so if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, he's got a reason for doing it. Don't disobey. Don't turn or decide. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.